Settlements are the next part of my talk. Settlements in the territories are essentially communities of Jewish Israelis who are living on Palestinian land. And they may be sort of villages, towns, cities. Here's a rather large one near Bethlehem and Jerusalem. And again, all of this land here is Palestinian land. It belongs to the Palestinians. It's internationally recognized as Palestinian land. And yet there's this city that's been built on top of it that is exclusively for Jewish Israelis. Well, what does this mean? You know, who gets to live in that city? Well, I could live in that city, right? Because I'm Jewish. I would just have to fill out an application. I could move there next week if I wanted to. And yet the farmers, the Palestinians that own the land that the city was built on, aren't allowed to live in it. Now, this process is nothing new. It's happened throughout history, all over the world, and there's a name for it. It's called colonization. And it's interesting that in English and in Hebrew we have this kind of benign word, settlements, whereas in many languages, like French, for example, these settlements are called colonies, and that's exactly what they are. And they are illegal, according to international law, which prohibits an occupying power from transferring citizens from its own territory to the occupied territory, which is exactly what Israel's doing. Instead of working against the system, though, Israel actually promotes it, as you can see in this photograph, which shows a billboard on an Israeli-only road in the Palestinian territories. And it basically says, it's in Hebrew, it says, "Now more than ever." And underneath it says, basically, if you come to our community, to Ariel, which is a settlement, if you come to live in Ariel, you will be rewarded with 100,000 Israeli shekels. That's more than 20,000 US dollars. In other words, the Israeli government is actually paying its own citizens to move from Israel proper to the occupied territories to become part of the illegal occupying population. And what's particularly interesting to me about this billboard is, who is it targeting? You know, who are going to be the Israelis who uproot their families to go live on this foreign land because it's cheaper to do so? Is it going to be well-off, you know, wealthy, established Israeli families? No, they want to live in Tel Aviv. The families who end up taking advantage of these offers are going to be low-income Israelis, poor Israelis, recent immigrants from Africa, from Eastern Europe. And in fact, a lot of these settlements, Ariel included, are populated primarily by immigrants who've moved to the territories, not because they say, "This land is ours and nobody else's," but because they're looking for a higher standard of living. And these financial offers can be very appealing. People who take advantage of them will get nice housing, oftentimes with mortgages subsidized by the government. There are parks for their kids to play in, strip malls, swimming pools, and a place where water is so precious. A nice offer, right? Again, all of this built illegally on Palestinian land. At this point, there are settlements all over the West Bank. The red dots in this map indicate where you have an illegal Jewish-only colony built on Palestinian land. And of course, coming along with the settlements and colonies is the road network. And here you can see it's just a handful of them, but the way those blue roads and highways really chop up, compartmentalize that Palestinian landscape. Remember, of course, that these roads were built illegally on Palestinian land, and that the Palestinians owning the land that they were built on, for the most part, aren't even allowed to use them because of the segregated road system.